Blackstone Audio presents Happy Days by Laurent Graff, translated by Linda Coverdale.
Here I am, dead and buried as if I had really lived. It's a lovely autumn day. Trees are shedding their foliage on the lawn. All bundled up, residents are strolling along the asphalt paths, shuffling through clumps of dead leaves. An ambulance is pulling up to what will be the new arrival's last home. Sitting next to Alzheimer, my arms stretched wide on the back of the bench, my relaxed little smile hovering like a seagull on the breeze, I breathe the fresh air of the garden and grounds of Happy Days. Passing by in slow motion with a towel around his neck, Bebel takes his brief morning constitutional, looking remarkably tanned in his white jogging suit. Creaking expertly along, he goes from the home to the entrance gate and back. Feeling fit today, Bebel?
Gotta stay in shape.
At the end of the driveway stands the home, a huge three-storied building, recently constructed with wooden balconies in the style of a Swiss chalet. On the ground floor, the dining hall's large sliding glass doors and flowered drapes open onto the garden. A marble plaque at the front door announces The Happy Days, a private retirement home. There's a parking lot for the convenience of visitors. The entire establishment gives the impression of wholesome tranquility and efficiency. I turn to my right, where Alzheimer seems to be staring at a point off in space, frowning with concentration. So, where were we, Al? Al doesn't react, lost in some looping thought that demands his full attention.